T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan and Tiki on this Tuesday here on The Fan. Now, there was this fake report that came out earlier in the day. It turned out not to be true, that the Mets were trying to lock up Francisco Alvarez on a long-term deal. Tiki's aware of it because it went all over the Mets text chat that were involved in.
I thought, wow, the Mets are coming current.
Now, forget that for a second, because I do like the idea of locking a guy up long-term. I think it's a smart decision. But let me ask you a question. 2 years into your NFL career, you haven't become a star yet. Yep. Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, had some games here. Some good ones, some bad ones.
If they had come to you and offered you a massive long-term deal for a decent amount of money, but clearly not money you could earn if you became the star that you turned into, because I know you did sign an extension in your career, but I'm talking about real early before you proved anything. Would you have done it? Like, is that appealing to an athlete? Because it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit, but then you could regret it if you turn into a star.
It does, but you sign that deal and say in football it's different. But let's just say, for argument's sake, I'd signed a deal that was, I don't know, $3 million a year. Because they didn't pay running backs back then. They still don't pay running backs.
What's changed?
So let's say $3 million a year. And then and it was like a 5-year deal, 6-year deal. So I'm like, wow, this is good. This is real money now. But then 2 years in, I'm probably playing it like a $6 million a year
pace. Right.
Would I be pissed? Yeah, of course. So I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. See, I'm completely different. I would totally do it.
But see, the difference in baseball, the problem is in baseball, that deal, it's just like, we were just talking about him last week, Lugie, from the Royals. What's his name?
You're talking about Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
Right? That deal is like $180-something million.
Right. But if he becomes and continues to be the star he's becoming, he's underpaid.
He is, but still, he's making $188
million. Right, that's why I would accept
it. I think it's actually $280. I think it's more than $188 million.
And that's a common thing in baseball right now, but I'll tell you, obviously, I ain't a baseball player. I'm just sitting here on the radio, but if someone came to me and offered me the long-term comfort of making a lot of money, but it may not be as much money as you could make.
Yeah, but hold on.
Dude, I'm signing up.
If you're Bobby Witt, I was wrong. I was off by $100 million. It's $288 million.
Right.
Like, I mean, I know that that's probably a 10-year deal, right? Is that right?
It's 11.
11-year deal. But still, you're making $25.5 million
Yeah, but what
year
are you surprised by the team or the player? Because both sides are taking some level of risk.
My point is, how do you not sign that?
Oh, I agree with you.
When you're 22 years old.
Yeah, why not?
And, okay, let's say I get to the top end and I'm making $29 million a year. So, like, the value of the present value of money is so much greater than waiting for the future value.
For the possibility that you're going to make
possibility
more.
Of like, future, right.
I'm not saying Juan Soto's an idiot. I think Juan Soto's got balls. Because a few years ago, this is years ago, this wasn't even with San Diego. Obviously not the Yankees. Juan Soto was offered like $450 million.
And he said no.
And he's like, nah, I'm good. Now, ultimately, Juan Soto will have made the right decision.
Of course, because it's going to be $600.
He's getting $600 million.
It's $150 million more.
But I tell you right now, man,
if I was ever in that
position and I'm not, I'd be, sign me up.
That'd have been hard.
Yeah.
That'd have been hard.
You're damn right. You'd say, sign me up for that one. Let's go to Steven in Brooklyn on The Fan. Hey, Steven.
What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Big Giants fan here. And I just totally think that Saquon will be a Giant next year. I mean, I always try to put my fandom on the side and put my cap on. And like you said, Evan, hey, if they were going to trade him, they would have traded him last year. The season was terrible, things of that nature. But look, this year going in, for Saquon, it was always, well, everything I read, it's always about, you know, guaranteed money up front.
Yeah.
And you know how the salary cap works. You kind of finagle it and this and that. He wants 20, 30 million guaranteed, but the way you could, you know, with a contract, it's only going to be hopefully 6-7 million, you know, against the cap or a friendly cap deal. They just got to work out the numbers.
Right.
But I feel if they tag him, then you got that window to work out a nice long deal. I mean, he's everything. He makes the Giants offensive go, you know, and without him, like you said, they don't have anything. You know, they're not in the point really to come up and draft maybe, or they got to give up so much to draft the quarterback. But, you know, at this point, you know, I look at it, I think, you know, Joe Shane, he's got everything under control. I think he's going to work out a long-term deal.
I mean, look, I hope so. But all I'm saying is that if the tag comes on him again, Saquon's going to think it's deja vu all over again.
So negotiate a contract. That's the beauty of the tag. All you're doing, see, the great thing about the tag is it delays it and gives you more time to figure something out for both sides.
So here's my fear. Last year, Saquon got tagged because Daniel Jones got paid, right?
Yes.
They could not do both deals.
Right.
They could have because it's all fungible cap stuff and et cetera. But they want it as clean as possible after 2 years. So after 2 years, their cap is clean. Right? That's what they said they were going to do. Joe Shane said he was going to do it. He's done it. So they get Daniel Jones signed. And because Saquon, and there's other business assets get taken care of, Saquon just gets tagged and he's the afterthought, right? All right, we'll deal with it if we can get it done. If not, you know what? We still have you on the tag. And it's $10 million. Be happy, even though it's middle of the pack.
Right.
This year, if they tag Saquon Barkley, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much other business that has to get done. Right. What are we doing with our sixth overall draft pick? Are we moving up? Are we moving back? Are we staying put? And if we do, what are we doing with it? And then free agency comes. Oh man, we need to get a tackle. We need some depth at the offensive line, our guard positions. We need depth in the secondary. We need linebackers. You got all of this stuff that needs to get done. Saquon becomes an afterthought, and you're not worried about it because he's on the tag. All right, if we run out of time before May 17th, or what I think that's the exact date, May 17th, he'll just play on the $12 million tag.
Right.
And then Saquon's pissed again.
Yeah, but
and
if so, you don't tag him and allow him to go to free agency, everything you just said would still be in play.
Yes.
And now you're probably losing him for nothing.
Yes, because he's negotiating actively with someone else.
Right. And I'm telling you, once you allow that to happen, you're going to lose him. Like, would you at least agree that if he gets to true free agency in the middle of March, he's gone? You agree with that?
That's why he's got to be a priority.
But you agree, he's gone.
Don't tag him. Get the deal done before the tag deadline is over.
Yes, because if you allow him to get to true blue NFL free agency, he's gone.
Yes.
Someone's going to make a bid that's bigger than what you're willing to give. To your words, it's conditional. Well, the conditions will be up and he'll be gone. And then you're only walking away with your compensatory pick that you get back. And trust me, you could have gotten more in a trade than you're going to get as a compensatory pick. Because Saquon would have netted a lot back if they decided to trade him at the deadline.
You're right.
Which they decided not only not to do, they didn't even listen to offers.
He wasn't getting Christian McCaffrey type trade compensation.
2-3-4-5?
2-3-4-5.
No, but it could get you 3-4.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Definitely 3 or 4.
Kevin is
3 and 4, I should say.
Kevin is in Comac. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. Hey, this whole Saquon thing. Now, I kind of agree, but Tiki, maybe you'd know best. Last year when they were franchise tagging him, they said that if he was traded during a certain point in time, the Giants would have gotten back like that team's number one for this year and the following year.
That's before the season and before the tag deadline expires. So if you tag a player and then someone else signs that player, then you get compensation for losing that player.
But you're not getting it because no one's giving up multiple first-round picks for a running back.
That's
right. Yes, in theory it could have happened. It was never even a possibility. And I would even guess that no one would even talk to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, the same thing happened with Lamar Jackson. right?
And that's a quarterback where we'd be more willing to give up two number ones.
And that was an MVP quarterback, which is shocking.
Right.
Right. That nobody wanted to do that, including your Jets, because they were waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, hold on. don't rub the Jets in on this, because I think you know as well as I do that the Lamar Jackson situation featured two factors that you didn't bring up. Number one, he wanted a fully guaranteed contract.
Yes.
Which was, I think, the biggest hindrance to teams going after him.
Right.
More so than giving up the multiple picks. And the other problem
But he didn't get a fully guaranteed contract.
I understand that, but that's what he was asking for at the time. And the Ravens had the ability to match any kind of offer, and I think teams thought, this is a fait accompli. The Ravens are keeping Lamar Jackson. We're not going to waste our time on this. So I don't think we don't want Lamar Jackson.
But I'm just saying it was the same situation.
It was the same, in terms
but
of
not
what,
the same, but not the same situation.
The same, but not the same.
Not the same.
In terms of
same,
when you,
but not the same.
When you put the non-exclusive tag on a player like Saquon Barkley, nobody's given up multiple first-round picks.
Right.
Now, here's the option, and I thought he was going to ask this question, so I'll ask it to you. If the Giants tag him, this is another reason why you tag Saquon Barkley, and I don't know if I'm the only person saying it because it seems like everyone thinks it would be stupid to tag him. I think it makes complete sense. Tell me where I'm wrong. I tag him, and if I see the negotiations going nowhere, I could tag and trade him. I could deal him somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's...
And now I control A, where he goes, and B, what I get back.
That just rarely happens. I know it sounds really interesting because it happens in other sports, basketball in particular, but you don't really do that in the NFL. I mean, it's happened because Sam Darnold, right?
We didn't tag and trade.
We just traded
his ass.
Who was tagged and trade? It was a tag and trade... I can't remember who it was now, but it's happened recently. You just tag him and trade him, and whoever traded for the player I'm thinking of rescinded it. They didn't even do it.
Right.
So I mean, it can happen, but it's so rare.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's not a football thing that happens.
But it's a weapon to have.
Of course.
If you tag him, you still have that right to do that. Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. What's going on, Mike?
Hey guys. So with Barkley, I think he lost his mind, and I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
If you're Barkley, I want you to think about this. Why would you want to return to a team that loses almost every year? That's insane. I would be running to, like, please someone else sign me, a winning team, a playoff team.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shane, if you tag me, I will throw myself down the flight of steps here. Okay? I am not going back to the Giants. I'm running away. And as a Giants fan, I'm thinking, who cares if he goes?
Why are you insulting our team,
Mike? Who cares? Another losing season with Saquon Barkley on the Giants. Whoopty freaking do.
I think you're just too pessimistic.
Wait.
I think
wow.
You're very pessimistic. Look, there's work that needs to be done with the New York Giants, but I can't sit here and say they have no chance in 2024.
No, they have a chance. Right. They have to have a damn good offseason.
Especially because it's the NFL, and we see it every single year. A team that has no business being anywhere... The Giants, 2 years ago.
Sure.
That has no business being anywhere near to good, can figure it out really quickly. And so I can't sit here on February 20th and say the Giants have zero chance of being good next year. Run as far away as you can, Saquon. I think Saquon is the kind of guy that wants to be a part of the solution. And I'm not saying he's not going to go take big money somewhere else and be happy to be a Cowboy or wherever the hell else he ends up if he's not a New York Giant. But I don't think in his mind or in his heart, he wants to just abandon the Giants and say, you know, screw them.
Here's the dangers of free agency, okay? And this applies to next year with Pete Alonso as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I genuinely believe Saquon Barkley wants to be a New York Giant. Look what he did the other day. He's sitting there at that meaningless Winter Classic. He's all pumped up. He's wearing his Giant jersey.
Some reason.
For some reason. Which I know bothers you. I'm sure he was very excited that the Rangers got their two whole points with that comeback victory on the Islanders, and he was there. And I think there's no doubt that those actions tell you he wants to be here.
He lives in Jersey. He might be a Devils fan, too.
I guess that's on the table. Now he gets to free agency because the Giants don't even tag him.
Yeah.
And they can't work out a long-term deal. And now he starts to flirt with the Baltimore Ravens. And he flirts.
Which would be... I mean, if there's a team that you want to go to.
I'm just saying. That's a team. He flirts with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
He flirts with the Dallas Cowboys. You don't think, to our last caller's point, that'll be the moment where Saquon says, what am I doing? Like, why am I even considering going back? I could just be with Lamar. I could just be here with C.J. Stroud. They just made the playoffs in their first year.
I could go to sunny California
and
be with Jim Harbaugh.
Or that, yes. I could go to California. So free agency is dangerous, but there's one other danger that we have not brought up. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring it up right now to you because I think it matters. And you can give us a perspective that none of us have any idea of, and that's the perspective of the locker room. Mm-hmm. Because Kayvon Thibodeau, as you may recall,
right,
joined Carmelo Anthony.
Thibodeau.
What'd I call him?
Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Because I'm thinking of Tom Thibodeau.
I know you are.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Joined Carmelo Anthony's podcast a few weeks ago. And I thought gave us some insight on how the room feels about Saquon mm-hmm. versus how the room felt about Daniel Jones getting his contract. Now, he wasn't being mean to Daniel Jones, but it was more a description of how they feel about Saquon. Here is Kayvon Thibodeau in his own words.
That's always the issue.
Yeah.
Money.
It's money, yeah.
It's always the issue.
You pay Daniel Jones $40 million. A lot of people was mad at that.
But I was like,
let me tell you what I'm mad at. And it's the only thing I'll say about
mad
that.
Mad at.
What I'm mad about is that Saquon, because if you look at the game, the tape, Saquon was responsible for at least 30% of our explosive plays.
Oh, yeah. Not more.
Talking about the year we won the playoff game. So for me and for the integrity of, you know, working together and hard work and we all believe the same things, I feel like Saquon should have got paid first. That's what I feel. And maybe, you know, who I don't know the back end. Maybe it's a franchise. Maybe it's an extension. Maybe it's blah, blah, blah. That's none of my business. I don't, you know,
that's just focus on that. That's the respect we was talking about.
Like, exactly. It's the team chemistry and all that. Because we see it.
Why not? Like, when you think of Saquon, who you think of?
Now, think about this. That's not a knock on Daniel Jones. And we didn't play it to be that because I think Kayvon in that clip makes it clear. No disrespect to Daniel Jones. I believe in him. But that's a room that wants Saquon to get paid.
Of course.
Now imagine they let him go as a free agent. They lose him for nothing.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It won't go over well. Right. But trust me, they'll get over it.
Well, they have no choice.
Exactly. Because that's what happens.
What are they going to do?
Because when 2003 mm-hmm. happened, and in 2000, and I remember the offseason because I was always around and I knew Kerry Collins really well.
Mm-hmm.
We were not happy when he was not there the next year. He just took us to a Super Bowl a couple years before.
Yeah.
And then Eli came and it was rough, right? But guess what? He got over it. And Eli's second year, we won 10 games.
Yeah.
Lost a horrible playoff game.
I don't know where.
Whatever. But like, you get over it. So, yeah, they'll be mad. I'm not worried about the composition of the clubhouse if Saquon's not there. Because you know why? Saquon's not there.
Right.
It's just you're out of sight, out of mind.
But you're hearing the respect that they have for him.
I agree. But it's an easy like salvo to throw. But it carries zero weight. Trust me on this. Once you're out of the locker room, no one cares.
No, I get you.
No one cares.
Let's go to John and Massbeth. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
I'm listening to you guys talk about, you know, Saquon, and it's like, you know, if I'm a GM in football, I'm going to have two main rules that I go by. One, you use premium draft picks on premium spots, quarterback, receiver, pass rusher, cornerback. And two,
you forgot tackle.
Never pay a running back.
You forgot
never
tackle.
Never pay a running back a second contract.
Never.
The lifespan
never.
For these running backs are short. If I'm the Giants, take that $12 million, invest it in an offensive lineman, draft a running back in the third, fourth, or fifth round where there's going to be people there, someone like
Yeah, but John, here's my issue with the word never, all right? Mm-hmm. If you don't want to pay Saquon Barkley, fine, but never doesn't work. Did never work with Derrick Henry? Does never work with Christian McCaffrey?
Right.
Like, as talented as the Niners are, where were they without Christian McCaffrey?
That's such a unique situation because so much of that contract is swallowed by the Carolina Panthers. And I know his actual number, like the money, that the cash that he's getting paid is still very high. But that deal, it was a perfect trade deal. The Carolina Panthers are going nowhere. They had overpaid for him, even though it wasn't free agency. They had overpaid him. He was hurt for two straight years.
That's the crazy part. He was never healthy.
He was never healthy.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not going. Our team is not ready to win. We just need to get rid of this massive anchor of a contract. We love him, but he's not good for us because he's not healthy, and send him off to San Francisco, who's like, oh, we'll take him, right? Because he fits exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. That's just rare. So we almost have to exclude him just like his contract is the outlier for running backs. There's nobody that's even close. So throw his contract out. It's the Derrick Henry's contract. It's the whatever Josh Jacobs gets. It's whatever
Nick Jonathan Chubb got paid.
Jonathan Taylor just got paid, which is $14 million a year over 3 years. Right. Not anywhere close to 16 and accelerating like every other position. Christian McCaffrey did that contract 3 years ago.
Right.
Right? They're going down now.
Yeah.
The running backs aren't going to make 18 now.
Well, right now, I was looking at the running back salaries in the NFL. McCaffrey makes $16 million a year. Mm-hmm. Alvin Kamara makes $15 million a year. Derrick Henry was making 12.5.
And he might be a casualty.
Yeah. Well, he's available.
I'm talking about Kamara.
Oh, yeah.
Because his production is not matching what he's being paid.
And if he gets into free agency, you already have Derrick Henry and DeAndre Swift and Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler and Tony Pollard. Like, it's a loaded field of running backs. But even with that said, I think Saquon Barkley would be highly appealing to a lot of teams.
Of course. He's just a bigger, sturdier, I don't want to say more durable, because I think Derrick Henry leads that list. But he's a big, sturdy back who can be a game changer.
Let's go to Eric in Newark, New Jersey. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, well, what do you guys think? How mad will Zeke be Saquon winds up on the Jets?
Oh, he's not going to the Jets. You got Breece.
Look,
Hall,
you already just made him mad. Look, by bringing up Jets, you made him mad. Yeah.
Let's say Breece gets hurt.
Yeah. Mm.
Make a trade. Yeah.
Why are you going to do that to our dude? We love Breece. No, but if he did, now that would be insult to injury, man.
Oh, look at that. Good job by Eric. Even though that would be terrible. We all realize there's no truth or validity to Saquon Barkley being a Jet, even though he grew up as a Jet fan. And I'm sure it would complete a lifelong dream of his to play for the Jets.
Stop.
Well, he grew up as a Jet fan.
Right.
I mean, his dad stole roots for the Jets.
You've annoyed Tiki.
I mean, that's just the reality. But obviously, the Jets not going after Saquon. But let's just say miraculously that happened. You've revealed yourself.
Why?
You already showed how upset you'd be.
No, I mean,
listen to that reaction he gave us.
Here's a superficial, but for real reason.
Go ahead.
Saquon wants to be a Giant
and not a Jet. He wants to be a Jet. Grew up as a Jet fan.
Wants to be a Giant.
Okay, go ahead.
I know this only because when Saquon got drafted, I went to dinner with him. We went to Rayo's.
Nice. And Who paid? Big question. Very important question.
Who paid?
Did you make the kid pay? What did you
pay? No.
Did like an agent pay?
I think it was Berkowitz or his agent.
So there was like some middleman who paid.
Right. Burke's not a middleman, but he set it up.
Well, it wasn't you. Put it that way.
Right.
You did not pay.
And it wasn't Saquon.
Doesn't
matter.
It kind of matters.
We're hanging out.
I was intrigued by that. Right.
I honestly don't remember who paid.
You could have went Dutch Saquon where you split.
Yeah. Well, you have to there. I mean, it's all cash.
Right. No, you do not go Dutch. Are you kidding
Or the
me?
NYS New York split.
Dude, when you go out with your friends and it's like all cash, you better break out.
No, here's why you're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Let's say WFAN hires a brand new full-time host.
Okay?
Like Boomer retires, right? Let's use something more realistic because he's getting a little older. Boomer retires. And Gio's got this brand new partner. And after Giannotti takes him out for dinner, which I'm sure he would, I'm like, you know what? Let me meet the new guy. And I go out to dinner with him.
Right.
Or her. I got to pay. As the old hat, I got to pay just like Gio would definitely pay.
I disagree.
And just like, because you're the old hat, you're the legendary Giant running back. You take the new Giant running back out to dinner. There's no Dutch. There's no splitting it.
I mean, there was like 15 people at this dinner, including his brother and his mom.
You played in the league. You're okay.
Tiki, when you see the contracts current players sign, you probably get pissed off. You should have made more money. Let them pay.
No, running backs still don't make
money. Yeah, all right, fair enough. They're still making more, though, so let the kid pay. Let him at least get the tip.
Barely. So my point is.
Yeah, what's your point? I'm sorry.
So I go to dinner with Saquon. We're at dinner together. I don't know who paid, so stop asking. It wasn't me and it wasn't him. And one of the first things he said to me was, I want to break all your records.
Oh, wow. That's kind of disrespectful.
No, it wasn't.
I want to break all your records.
He's ambitious. I loved it. He was curious. He was asking me about being a New York running back. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I appreciated it. If he leaves, your records reset. Like you don't go someplace else and keep pushing towards being the Giants all-time
unless you're trying to become the all-time rushing leader, which he ain't doing.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
So I know that means something to him.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing he thought of.
I'm sure it does mean something to him.
So he wants to be here. The question, the only question, is do the Giants want him here? He's not pining to be a Baltimore Raven or pining to be a Los Angeles Charger. He wants to be a Giant. The question is, are the Giants going to respect him enough to give him an offer that makes him feel like he's respected?
As of right now, the answer seems to be no.
No, the answer right now is we have no earthly idea.
Well, I'm just following kind of the tea leaves over the last year.
If they franchise him again...
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I get why they franchised them last year.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have.
It was the right decision based on the goal of the cap management that Joe Shane had. They could do one deal. They did Daniel Jones. They couldn't do the deal. They wanted a clean cap. That's why Leonard Williams didn't get a contract extension. That's why they didn't kick it down the can and extend him and spread that money out. They didn't do that. They went bargain basement for almost everything. Right, they wanted to clean the cap, so I get it why they did it last year. They're clean now. I don't get why they would do it this year unless they just don't want him.
Well, that's going to be the ultimate question. Do they want him, and do you people want him as Giant fans? Because I get the sense from a lot of Giant fans that you're basically heartless bastards, that you don't have that same connection that maybe I do with some of the players on my team, that it is just strictly business. We'll hear from you at 877-337-6666. That's the toll-free number. Plus, a lot of baseball to get to as the show rolls on, including the Yankee potential pursuit of Blake Snell.
All right. I don't want to have to do what I'm about to do, but I have to do what I'm about to do because I've got women in my life. My lives. I've got women in my life. Women in my life. I've got multiple women in my life.
Nice.
And one thing that both my mom and my wife do not like is they do not like when I put anybody down for being fat.
Kiss my fat ass!
And I didn't realize I did it until I was sent articles written by the New York Post that I guess yesterday, in the heat of passion, I called Ranger fans fat.
It's how I ended up being a fat piece of ass.
In fact, the headline I saw that was sent to me was Evan Roberts rips fat Ranger fans after Stadium Series win. And that has not pleased the women in my life.
Could have just said fat Ranger fan.
I could have. I don't
dribble,
remember.
Dribble, 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 fat.
Kiss my fat ass!
I just want to say to all the Ranger fans out there, I'm sorry. I don't
bitch think, New York Ranger fan.
I don't think you're all fat.
Kiss
I
my
wasn't
fat ass!
Implying that you're all fat. And I want to apologize for using the word fat.
Now,
now that I got that out of the way.
You could have used it metaphorically.
Maybe I'm a fat moron.
Maybe right. That's what I meant.
Fat with ego?
You know what? Yes. Because here's what I'm not apologizing for. I'm not apologizing for the fact that you guys celebrated a regular season win like you won the Stanley Cup. I ain't apologizing for that. I'm not apologizing to the Ranger fan who for some reason feels like I insulted like their family members with some of the vitriolic messages I got, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was in my email, whether it was walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I got attacked by a Ranger fan walking down the street, not physically, but verbally.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
Because of yesterday.
Wow.
And here's the reality. I stand by every word except for fat.
In your face.
Okay? You guys won a regular season hockey game. And I got a message from a Ranger fan that actually said, Evan, thank you for calling my brethren out.
Mm.
Hey, Evan, I'm a lifelong Ranger fan. I could not agree with you anymore. Any true Ranger fan knows this team has many flaws, and we are not winning the Stanley Cup.
Bad job by me.
We only have won in the last 84 years for a reason. Now, I'm not going to reveal that person's name, but that's from a diehard Ranger fan. So don't give me this fake crap about, oh, we're going to win the Cup. This is on the DVD. Listen. You won a regular season hockey game. It was a great game. There was a wonderful atmosphere. There was a lot of people there. So I will not apologize for the sentiment, but I will apologize for using the word fat.
Mm.
I think you're just jealous.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I think you're just jealous of Ranger fans. That's all. And the Ranger success. That's all.
I can't believe I said fat. Like, right. While I was tirading, I don't necessarily think sometimes what I'm saying. But I really didn't mean to say fat. I just meant fat with ego, like you said, T.E.
That's how I took it, by the way. Because it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because you weren't talking about Sean, even though everybody thinks you were talking about Sean. You weren't actually talking about Sean.
I don't know what I was talking about.
You were talking about Ranger fans. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense.
I'm coming for that
but
ass.
I just let it go.
And the truth is, I have not read this article in the New York Post. I refuse to read it. I've seen the headline. I've heard the admonishment that I've received from the women of my life.
Yes.
And I will not click on the link. I will not fall for that New York Post clickbait reading said article.
There's no need to engage.
It is an early clubhouse leader for headline of the year. WFAN fan host, you know, makes fun of fat people.
fat. So I apologize for fat, but I do not apologize for the sentiment. You're a bunch of losers. Let's go to Scott in Hamilton. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Evan, fat Rangers fan here.
Oh, good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Speaky. It's funny. I'm on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I'm watching the replay of Evan's, you know, whole thing. Oh, it's a regular season game. It doesn't matter. But here's the whole thing. If it was the other way around, Evan would be gloating about it nonstop.
Right.
We all know it.
Okay? How we took down the Metro leading Rangers in the most important game, stadium series that you've ever seen. 80,000
exactly.
people.
So
you're right.
80,000 people, Evan. Don't tell me it's not just a regular season game, because it's not. It's an outdoor game. By the way, not the Winter Classic. It's the Stadium Series.
Yeah. So?
Please know this.
I do know this.
So
I never
called it the Winter Classic.
Whatever. Evan. I don't think I have. But here's what matters. Here's what matters, Scott. And let's just prove it. Tonight you play the Dallas Stars. Go beat them. Because tonight's game at Madison Square Garden counts the same. The Islander game in Pittsburgh against the Penguins counts the same. The Devil game tonight, I think they're playing the Capitals, counts the same. It was a big moment. We all watched it. But just because 80,000 people are there doesn't make it any more significant. And here's the problem I have with some of these Ranger fans who listened to me for a long time, and I do appreciate that. I've had this argument before about the Subway Series, where the Mets would win a game against the Yankees. And yeah, I'd be into it. Yeah, I'd be excited. Yeah, I'd be pumped up. But then the next day, I'd have that cold conversation with Mets fans where I remind them where we are in the world and where we are in the standings and how while that win may have felt good, what did it really mean? So you all could look for inconsistencies, but they're not there.
Yeah, but can't you give Ranger fans their due for what they're excited about? That's all Sean was saying yesterday.
Okay.
It was their seventh win in a row. It could be that inflection moment and where every team has one that wins a championship. It happened and it turned on this particular date in this game against this rival and blah, 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 blah. And we won a championship. That's all he was trying to say.
Okay.
He could be wrong,
but let him
live with that freezing cold take. It's not yours, right? Just let them have it.
I will give the Rangers a compliment. Are you ready? I'll give them a compliment.
Fat.
I believe the New York Rangers will go further in the playoffs than the New York Knicks. Mm. So there you go. Congratulations.
No.
Just because your team was the only one that didn't win in the Stadium Series, right. Not the Winter Classic that's played on New Year's Eve, right. Or New Year's Day, I should say. Yeah. Not that. You're the only one, now that I'm a Devils fan. Don't be so upset, Evan.
No, but that was also very passive-aggressive.
What?
You tore down another fan base to prop up another. So now apologize to Knicks fans, Dopey.
I'm not apologizing to Knicks fans.
You just knocked Knicks fans. Well, the Rangers will go farther than the Knicks.
I'm making a prediction. I think the Rangers will go further than the Knicks. Right. By the way, let's all give our opinion. Rosie, big hockey fan.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully he'll give me the right answer. Who do you think goes further in the playoffs, the New York Knicks or the New York Rangers?
Farther. Rangers.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Rangers.
Rangers, okay. Hey, Tiki, who do you think goes farther in the playoffs, the New York Rangers or the New York Knicks?
I mean, I got to say the Rangers, but it's going to be the Knicks.
Wow. So it's like a clean sweep over here. So there you go, Loogie. What is so offensive?
Why can't you
offensive?
Just say the Rangers are going to go far in the playoffs? Why do you have to tear down the Knicks? You're going to get yourself into another situation.
Because he hates MSG.
No, he hates the
he
winners.
He hates them.
He hates the big bros, and Rosie's right. He's bitter and whiny right
Excuse
now.
Me. First of all, you made a mistake, and I appreciate that you tried to quickly fix it. He pivoted to Big Brother, but before he said Big Brother, he said the winners in this city. So let me just remind you that those two franchises in the last 100 years combined have won one championship.
And yet they still have the most fans, so they're winning at something.
So you want a popularity contest.
Yeah, we want a and you know what? We live on a popularity contest. Yes. You didn't go to high school?
It's social media.
Exactly.
Don't you know that now?
Aren't you a Met fan, though?
Well, yeah. I'm not thinking about them right now. We're not talking about them.
Let's go to Jay in Wantagh. How are you, Jay?
Evan, I'm good, buddy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
So they call me Fat Jay. I'm actually
fat,
a comedian.
Fat. Yeah? Oh, look at that.
And you did not do a disservice to the fat people. I'm not mad at you. You should come and watch me and see what the life of a fat guy really is.
Nice. When are you performing, Jay?
I perform at Governor's Comedy Clubs. Nice. I'm going to be there tonight. Obviously, you probably can't get out there tonight, but if you follow me on Instagram, I work at all the Governor's Clubs on Long Island.
May I ask you a few questions? So when you say
what is your Instagram handle, first of all?
Fat Jay's World. I actually just put up a video today of a fat guy on a plane.
Fat. How would you define fat? Like, how many pounds do you weigh?
I'm a donut away from 400.
Whoa!
My girlfriend's a smoke show.
Wow, good
and
for
I'm
you.
I'm living a good life.
Good for you, Jay.
There you
All
go.
Well, I'm glad.
There you go.
Oh, I'm looking at him now.
I tried to call a million times when you and Craigie were doing the comedy shows so I could get in at the Paramount, but I never got through.
I apologize. Right. I blame Craig. It's not my fault. I'm looking at a picture of you. He is kind of large. Wow.
I got you,
Kiss
Jay.
My fat ass!
What's his Instagram so anyone can follow? We'll give him a little free plug.
He is Jay... Or no, Fat.
Fat.
I was Jay Christopher, his name. Fat Jay's World.
Fat.
J-A-Y-S World.
Well, I appreciate Jay saying that it's okay that I call Ranger fans fat, and I'm glad, but that still doesn't take away the fact that my wife and mom were mad, so I still apologize to large Ranger fans. I was insulting your egos and not your girth. Plus, and I've heard this comment a lot recently, who am I to call anybody fat, because apparently my LBs have been going up recently, which I can't deny.
You got a dad bod going on.
But I'm not at 2 bills yet, and I think if I remain under 2 bills, I'm not technically fat. Is that fair?
I have to get Loogie to do some research.
How
on
tall
fat,
are you, Evan?
On Fat Jay.
Oh, well, I'm going to do some research on his girlfriend. What's her Instagram handle? She was the smoke show. I don't care about his fat ass.
Right. But there's a picture of a wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, that's my
dad.
That's
King Kong Bundy. That's
what?
King Kong Bundy.
Is that his real dad?
No, it's no way. That's why I said I need you to go do research.
Gotcha.
I think he's making a joke.
Yes.
I don't think he's...
yes, he is a comedian.
But it looks like him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why the joke is funny.
And I'm assuming his handle is F-A-T, not P-H-A-T.
No.
For fat.
Fat. Yes. Fat. Hey, Loogie, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell him to stop talking?
Cool. Rosie, shut up, please.
It's a power play goal!
What the hell was that? Let's go to John in Danbury, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
What's up, guys? Not to get off topic here, but to bring it back to Saquon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just curious. How much do you think Saquon is actually worth in free agency? I don't think anyone's going to overpay for him. If you're kind of looking at some of these track records, like, you know, Kamara, as you just said, he's not living up to his contract. Right. And I don't think Saquon's worth $18, $19 million. Realistically, no. I think if he gets out there, he runs a very high chance of getting paid less than that guaranteed $12 million.
Well, no, it won't. I don't think it'll be less than that, John. I think it'll be around what Jonathan Taylor made. So Jonathan Taylor's going into his fourth year. So they paid him before they had to, before his fifth-year option, before his contract ran out. And he got a $42 million extension over 3 years. So it's average. It's like $14 million a year. That's the going rate for the top end. That's what – it's going to be something like that.
Mm.
So it won't be much more than the franchise tag, but it'll be a little bit more than the franchise tag. Let's also not forget that early reports are that the salary cap is going to go up about 12%,
yeah,
up to $250 million. And as a result, everybody's piece is going to elevate a little bit. Now, they're probably going to overpopulate that number, that 12%, to quarterbacks, because that's what they always do. It's the most valuable position. But you got to believe that it's going to increase a little bit. I mean, that's a big jump.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to Dan in Livingston. How you doing, Dan?
Good. Evan and Tiki, how you guys doing?
Good, dude. Good.
Tiki, you're the best.
Thank you, man.
Evan, you're a hypocrite.
What'd I do?
I'll tell you why.
Because I'm fat?
I'll tell you why.
What?
No, because you're, you're coming down to Ranger fans, just a regular season game, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Well, what about during the football season when the Jets beat the Giants?
Yes.
Mm. How you guys, the Jet fans, were celebrating.
Yes.
Your boy, Joe Benigno,
yes,
left the game early,
yes,
and then was dancing in the parking lot.
The cruise stage.
Yes.
It was just a regular season game.
Yes.
You guys acted like you won the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you brought that up, and you know that it's completely different, right? You know that
it is apples and oranges.
Right, let's do some math here. How many regular season games do the New York Rangers play? I'll help you out.
82. Okay.
The New York Jets play 17 regular season games, which means that every game they play is worth, let's say, 5 NHL games.
Oh, I haven't heard this before.
No.
5. What? What's the problem?
Craig disproved that theory
a long time ago when you guys were trying
to do it with baseball.
Hold on. I love Craig. He ain't here right now, and he's wrong. Okay? I love him, but he was wrong about that.
Why is he wrong?
Because he would say that's not the case when it is the case. Every baseball game is worth like 10 football games. It's math.
Okay, but that's comparing different sports. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it does make... Oh, I got two co-hosts who don't get math. All right, here it is.
I understand math better than most.
Do you, though?
Yes.
You wouldn't understand that a football game counts as more than just a regular season hockey game?
Why don't you just say, like, a third of a period is basically a football game?
Well, because that confuses what that means.
Right.
The New York Jets were 3-3. They were playing a game against the New York Giants coming out of their bye week and I understand things went sour because they ended up losing the next 5 in a row, mm-hmm, and they collapsed. But in that moment, we don't know that. On October 29th, what we know is that they are 3-3 and they need to beat the New York Giants. They come back miraculously and they win that game.
Yes.
That is far different than a team that's been in first place the entire season. They're in the playoffs every year. They flamed out last year against the Devils. They lost in the conference finals the year before that. They've already won 6 in a row. Them winning that regular season game in no way is the same as the Jets pulling one out of their ass against the Giants.
I think it's the way that they won. They were in a losing position. In the third period.
I get it.
They're in a losing position.
Okay.
The points were already calculated to the Islanders.
Yeah.
And they came back and won in overtime.
Okay.
Which was your 14th overtime loss.
I'm aware.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Most by a lot in the NHL. So, I mean, the fact that they were able to do it in front of 80,000 people at the stadium series.
What people have to do
because,
with anything?
Because everybody saw it. And if you didn't see it, you heard about it.
So if the Mets play a game in front of 40,000 people versus it's a rainy night and there's 12,000 people there, that's different in terms of importance?
If a tree falls in the woods, does it make a noise?
Oh, come
nobody
on.
Around?
Nah, come on. I don't buy any of that.
Right. The answer is yes, it does make a noise. Therefore, we care. We heard it.
I think it making a noise proves I'm right, actually. I think that just proves I'm correct about that. Let's go to Jack in Newark. What's up, Jack?
Hey, I just want to talk about this kind of sports math that we're going on here. I know there's a big thing on, like, TikTok, Twitter. It's like girl math, boy math.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about how, like, you know, and Tiki's right. We're really comparing, like, saying how,
you know, even though that, you know, certain games mean certain things, like, I'm a Devils fan, and I'm going to side on the Rangers here. Like, even though, you know, hey, it was a big game, you can't say that, oh, that was, it meant nothing to them. That's a big push. Seven games in a row is like, you know, when you feel that coming out of like a big game, like the Winter Classic game. I played hockey as a kid, playing outside in
stadium
a different
service.
Environment, yeah. A different area. Exactly. Sorry, excuse me.
It's all right. Yeah.
You know, it's a different feeling when you come out of it and you win a big game. It's motivating you for the rest of the season.
Jack.
Jack,
you should be ashamed of yourself. You're a New Jersey Devil fan, and you're calling up sports talk radio to defend those bastard Rangers. Like, what are we doing, Jack? How would your parents feel about this?
Same thing. They came out of that game, and they're going to have a phenomenal season for the rest of the year, climb up in the rankings, and they're going to whoop the Rangers behind.
There you go. Now we're on the same side. There you go. Look.
See you at the Pru, Jack.
Not the Pru. Now you're calling it the Pru. We call it the Rock.
Stop.
Every football game counts as. I'm sorry. Every hockey game counts as. No. Hold on. Let me get this right. Every football game counts as 4.82 hockey games. Okay? That's why if the Rangers had won five in a row in one singular game, that would be the equivalent of what the Jets did to the Giants on the 29th of October.
So the fact that the Giants won the first quarter means that they won, five games for the hockey.
No, that's I didn't say that. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the inverse of that. Right? So it doesn't make any sense. Your apples to oranges here. No, your apples to walnuts. It's completely different.
Look, all I'm saying is...
Might have been fruit.
I apologize for calling Ranger fans fat. I stand by that. I am so sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Fat.
Why did you even have to bring it back? Because you needed to apologize.
Because that's all I was apologizing for. I'm not
exposed for being a crybaby.
No, I'm not apologizing again for the fact that you won a game in February and you think you won the Stanley Cup. I'm
bitch,
sorry.
New York we did Ranger it all fan. Yesterday, 4 hours of hockey.
I understand, but they keep attacking me.
Well, just maybe they're attacking you for a reason.
What? No. Because
you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. They just can't get over it. They got to move on.
No, we don't. They don't need to get over it.
Go beat the Stars tonight. You have another game tonight.
Okay, when they beat the Stars, then will you apologize for being sour?
No, I'll give them credit. But what if they lose to Dallas tonight? Can I come on the air and gloat and say,
yes.
Oh, well, you beat the Islanders.
Yes.
Yippity doo dah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good.
I will give you license.
At 6:04, you can do it.
Yes.
You know what that means? And you know, there's no NBA right now. I'm going to be glued to some hockey tonight.
When the hell is NBA coming back?
Thursday.
I think the stadium series got me fully invested. Like, I think I'm so locked in. And yet,
you were sitting here saying it meant nothing.
Well, no.
It made me a Devils fan.
No, but Tiki. I watch every Brooklyn Nets game. I watch every Knicks game. I can walk away from each game knowing what does this really mean? Like, just because I watch it doesn't mean I think it's Game 7 of the World Series or Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
But it is a game that you watched.
Yes. Oh,
just like
sure.
When the Jets played on Monday Night Football. You watched it.
Well, I wasn't telling anybody it wasn't worth watching. I watched every second
but
of the game.
But you put elevated meaning to it.
No, I don't,
though.
Won.
No, yes, you did. They won without Aaron Rodgers. And he was like, oh, we have a chance now.
Because it's a football game. And as we went over, each football game is worth five hockey games.
So they all of a sudden on a five-game winning streak?
So the Jets came out of week one on a five-game winning streak, yes. Jeez. Edwin is down in Atlanta, Georgia. What's going on, Edwin?
Hey, so I wanted Tiki to please re-say what he said about Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Pretty much having the injuries early, then got paid. Pretty much, like, if Saquon goes to another team, I could see that re-happening again. Just like how we lost Odell. Going to another team, and then they becoming successful, and then we as the fans being bitter and being mad.
So you're saying you don't want him to go.
No, not at all.
Right.
And he doesn't at all.
Right.
Not
I agree with
all.
You. I agree with you. Because that's, look, Carolina Panther fans, they're in such dire straits with everything going on down there with the team. They drafted the wrong quarterback, even though they had the number one pick. Your owner is kind of, I don't know, he's out of sorts a little bit, spitting on fans and stuff like that, making rash decisions. Christian McCaffrey being an elite player again with across the country is one of their concerns. But it's so far, it's so muddled and everything. It's like they can't worry about it. They can't be upset about it. Saquon was in a very similar spot
right? Great rookie season, injuries for a couple of years. Chris McCaffrey got shuttled away. Saquon Barkley actually had a great season 2 years ago, right? And then he had a really good one this year, especially the back end of it. So he got through his injury issue. Chris McCaffrey never got the chance to. But if Saquon were to go someplace else, what he was just talking about is absolutely right. You'd rue it. You'd be like, that could have been our guy. Well, yeah, I know it's probably only for a couple years, but those couple years are something that this young quarterback or this new offensive line or this coaching staff and org, this is what they needed.
Well, and also
so let it go, especially for nothing at this point.
That's the key, though, right there, Tiki. That's the key. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing versus something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.